So could we have a motion to adopt the agenda?
Yeah.
Anybody?
No, we don't like the agenda.
Yeah.
What would you like to say?
No, we like the agenda.
Okay, there we go. 1-2.
Yep.
Could we have a motion to adopt the minutes from our last meeting? 1-2. All right. So we've got the action list. Everybody's got a copy of that?
No, I don't have it.
Yeah. It would be emailed to you. Oh, really?
He
knows. It's
good. He
needs to know this pretty well.
And it's double-sided.
I saw one from
the... He knows you guys really well. Bunch of old guys, can't you?
Go wait for the printer. Okay.
Anybody else need one?
The building apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hi.
Pat, you've got a copy of the action list?
I got a copy of the action list. The one that she sent out already.
The one that she sent out.
Oh yeah, I got that printed off, ready to go.
Okay. So all we've done is accepted the agenda and accepted the minutes from last meeting. That's all we've done.
Okay.
Okay, actually, Mosaic, yeah, so pick up the banner Friday. David James.
Yep.
We've got the minutes.
I think it should be actually in the town's hands by now, Randy. You should have a $1,000 check from the audience.
Okay.
It's supposed to be sent out within 3 weeks.
Okay.
To the recipient, which is you. So it should be hiding somewhere in your accounts received, I think.
And I'll make a note.
Yep.
And we have the shady red vouchers. We can talk about how best to use them later in the meeting.
Okay. The mayor has confirmed that Chief Rakama will open the event.
Oh, that's great.
That's fine. Not sure about, you know, the other group. Randy, have you heard anything about that? Okay, we'll see what happens. But anyway, the schedule that we had for entertainment stuff starts with Chief Rakama at noon.
Yeah.
And everything else after that. Councilor Skipsy, RCMP.
Oh yeah, so I sent an email and follow up after our last one requesting Project 579, whatever it was. And I heard back from Michael Garland that was a good idea, but then I also heard back from the RCMP officer who said they would have children-oriented activities. So I don't know if it will be
And Michael Garland, he's the head of the Oceanside, whatever. Yeah. I think I met him at the triathlon. He seemed to have things well in hand about what he's doing.
Yeah, they do a kid identity thing, all kinds of stuff.
They seem like feel comfortable with what they've got.
And they've got a cruiser, bicycle, and kid activity, and their own tent.
Sounds
like a plan.
Drinking water.
Oh yeah, so I was going back a little bit, back and forth with Janine. We have, we have the tap, and we were just deciding whether it should go on the west side of the washroom or the east side. It's on the same side as the showers.
Yeah,
that's where the actual hose is.
There's water there.
Yeah, that might work because that's on the way to the food.
Yeah, okay.
So, and they probably would be happy with those shady spots, and we have, I think, 800 cups. We have some, what do we call the we have, all paper cups, but then there's a bunch of water bottles that are new, that are going to be gifted to them, to hand out randomly to people, and just to encourage. So they'll be giving out things on tap water, the Aerosmith Grand Water Alliance. A little brochure on how great our tap water is.
Well, it's a good location because we've got the first aid, the information, and the shuttle tent all right there.
Yeah.
It's some kind of a perfect spot.
Mm-hmm. And now I have a sandwich board for them, so they'll just take tap water.
Okay.
It's the west side, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the tower size, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tower. And we have potable oozes, but I don't know if you'll need them if it's that close. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
But I'll have one in my truck just in case.
Okay. Peter.
Yeah, I contacted Graham Deere, and of course he's going to be there with his stuff. Doesn't need any help. That's probably why he was reluctant to come down to his place. But anyhow, and the marine tank from the Shellfish Research Center, it, of course, as I mentioned last time, they're not going to be having a touch tank there, but they're going to have other things. So microscopes, and so I'll give them lots of tables.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, microscopes. Yep, yep. So they're going to be right next to the power outlet there.
Okay, the food.
Squirrel and Power, DC Conservation Foundation would like to be next to them because they would like power as well.
Yep.
So you just have to get the kind of same kind of messaging. So much about the, it doesn't really matter about the on the map. We just need to meet the reality. So
just so long as whoever's putting the signs out at the start of the day at 7 o'clock or something, that's some kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll put the CIU and then DCTF side by side by power.
We'll do that.
We'll be there. Yeah. 6-5. Oh.
No. I think we've reached the early limit.
I can't get me at 5 every morning.
And so Matt, he's got the baking.
I got the food all organized. I'll let you know what.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a new dog and a baking lady?
And Mark and Nana. Yeah. So regarding the food, Mark and Nana, I gave them the option. They are going to stay in their regular spot, which is off of our site map, because they stay there for dinner. So and if people are down, that's great. Food vendors, we do have the Donna's baked baking and also Dude's dogs. Regarding Donna's baking, she emailed me a bunch of questions. I think I know the answers, but let's see. What time should they set up for the food? She's got a table and her own tent. I don't think she needs any power.
I should think about 11 o'clock.
Okay. Probably 11,
that's what I was thinking too, okay.
The Berwick sets their first shot around 11:30, so...
Yeah.
And it kicks off at noon, probably 11.
That's okay. Okay. Also, as far as where they are going to park, I have some where do the food vendors park? Like, they're going to have their table.
Yeah.
And, will they park across the street in that section that's,
Yeah, it's always kind of tricky, and that actual spot, that asphalt spot, that's the only thing going there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the food vendors.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
they might have a park right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah,
it's wide open, and there's only the two of them.
Yeah.
They're probably not very big.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, one of the car already, I mean, that's a food truck. Dude's dog is a car.
Probably road and stuff back and forth.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. They have their own tents. How many people do we get at this event? 5,000?
Probably 15 to 3. If it's a really nice sunny day,
yeah.
3. If it's a crappy forest fire smoke day,
I'm not gonna have that. Okay. Yes. Perfect. But now I'll jump off to the entertainment questions after. I'm not gonna have to say where they are. Sweet dogs on the baking, and I think that's all I have for the food. But we're in good hands. We're in good.
Yeah, that's a great spot for them. They all have tons of room.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, David James, RDN leaders.
Not good, but weekend there are going to be two of them, just two signed up. Yeah. So we'll just assign them both, I think, to work with Brandy over at the dump tank.
I've got Brandy down here, but that's on the help desk.
What? Oh my God.
Well, we've got who's Angie Wiesner? She's done okay. She's done it. Okay.
She's done.
She'll be at a bigger
Well, we have to have people urgent.
turning things
off? Oh, yeah.
Okay. So they go to, so we'll just, when they come, they pop in, they'll say, we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put them there, and then our more mature member will kind of oversee the operations. Two LITs can hopefully jump into the tent and demonstrate it.
No, you'll demonstrate. And how's it with a mature member?
You're confirming with the LITs that they'll be at that location?
Yeah.
Okay. With a bathing suit on?
I would think so.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know, they should know that.
But if they want to get wet, I mean, yeah, t-shirts and all that.
No, I will talk to the mummy if you prefer. They haven't.
And they're in their 20s. They're in their 20s.
Well, the little people, it's like in their teens.
Okay, great.
These are really young.
They'll be at the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that gets filled early in the morning, the dusting?
That gets filled at between 11 and 3 a.m.
Wow. It's only nice and cold.
Yeah. And on that, Peter's got the 4.5 foot stage.
All ready to go, so I just remember to bring it down.
Okay. Because that's important for insurance.
Yes.
Right.
Just poke it in the ground.
That was a deal with the town insurance that we have then.
I've also the height of on is 6'4".
Really big kid. Rotary. I've been back and forth with Rotary. They've got 4 volunteers coming. They've got their own tent. Whether they use it or not, their event's down on the beach. They might want to put up a tent if it's a really hot sunny day. But they're kind of a standalone, and they've got 4 Rotarians coming with them. So they're good to go. And Peter's got the measuring stake down. Young professionals.
I told young professionals they're going to be working the dunk tank.
Okay.
More elf. I don't know how many are going to be there. The dunks are kind of hard to tie down sometimes.
Yeah.
So I thought they'd be good. Dunk tank, I don't know where else we need them.
One thing, you know, with the Berwick folks, with the shuttle, hard to say how many people are going to come. They're really enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
How many residents are going to show up is hard to say. Will they need a hand kind of getting in and out, maybe? Out of the bus. Just thinking, what else could be used?
Well, they show up because of the sign, then.
We always had a small step in the bus before. So we've got one in that carries around with them. It's not
they probably do.
Yeah.
It's their deal. But anyway, just thinking.
They were highly engaged on the parade on Saturday, so.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
They seem to be motivated to do these sorts of things.
To grow up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tell you, residents as well.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were all staff.
So. Okay. So I think going out and drove. What else could we use the young professionals for?
Just sort of general sort of mini gear runners do this kind of thing. I mean, we were going to have enough people setting up tents and stuff like that at the beginning, I think.
Yeah. We got a lot of
you. Yeah. I think it'd be nice to sort of just have, you know, people. There, yeah. Can you help out there? Maybe you can help the borough with the shuttle and
yeah.
How are we going to identify them? How are we going to give them the sea shuttle?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. My question is, if you needed vests, who's going to do it?
If you volunteer, you get a T-shirt.
Yeah.
We have 18 T-shirts, by the way. The idea was that if you wore a T-shirt, you were a volunteer.
It's not correct. So I just wondered if we had enough if we get a whole lot of young professionals.
I don't look at that many.
No, all right.
No.
Right. So like 2? We've got 1?
Probably more than 2. I'll double check. I'm maybe 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so we should have tested.
So the question is whether the young person is helping out with the dunk tank? They don't want to be there for 4 hours, I assume. She's... Because you could go in for an hour and take a break, someone else could take over for an hour, and you could see what's going on. I'm just thinking that
she's taking ownership of the actual operation, and I'll confirm that with her this week as well. But all of these people, I assume, we're all responsible. We're going to follow up with our contractors and vendors that we're responsible for. So we'll do that again this week. But certainly the young professionals, if they want to be there and start seeding the event, right, so to speak, with the dunking, then that's great. But someone will be in the dunking. We'll ensure that one way or the other.
Yeah.
So let's come over. I'll put my wife in there, right?
Two hours and 2 hours.
For shifts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's usually it.
Then they have a chance to go see the other activities if they want to.
We can always use your young professionals to various plenty of things.
Yeah.
Skydivers and whatever to help move crowds around, stuff like that. So,
and just further to that, we also have, you know, because it's a contracted vendor, the Dunstan people were paying them. They're going to be setting up and taking down and playing a role, obviously, while they're there. They're not going anywhere. So
yeah.
I'll confirm that with them as well.
I go back to the T-shirts. Originally, we started out with the town insurance sort of required the T-shirt to identify us as volunteers, therefore the town insurance policy covers them off.
Yeah.
So back to the young professionals, should they get T-shirts?
Yeah. If they come, they should get a T-shirt.
They're volunteers.
They're volunteers. So I think at least you that is me, but not, you know.
Okay, we have a
doctor. They're not really out of travel.
No, but I assume there's a doctor.
No,
I got to take one. I got to get a new one.
Maybe a couple of vests on that shuttle area, just in case we did have to step out into traffic to, you know, in case you decided to go that route or, you know.
So you have your RCMP right there.
Yes.
I
think that's all.
We've got a smaller one.
Yeah.
And I've got my granddaughter. She could see it on that. Promise to the to my manager.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
I tried on my other one. This doesn't fit. Now, this next one, I don't remember Santa B setting up and taking down.
No, I'm not sure.
I don't know how to go on
that. That's just,
no, I think I assumed you knew about that. So
No, I'm not doing that.
It's Angie Wurstmann.
Okay.
It's that, because that's their company.
Well, actually, no,
Angie, it's not her company, but all the take-up. That's really Ross.
Like you're talking about the,
The Dunstan
company?
Yeah. That's covered. We've got the authorization letters squared away on the skydivers. That was back and forth for a while.
Going in circles, going backwards.
The town got
Brandy. It was extremely confusing at all parts.
Oh,
the town finally sort it out by calling him and didn't need what they asked for originally. So.
The town doesn't own the ocean, so no letter.
Right.
Okay.
And this question, Brad, does the town cover the skydivers in under this policy?
I think.
No,
$3 million
liability.
They have their own national insurance.
Yeah, and that's ongoing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ongoing. They did do it every weekend, right?
Yeah,
coverage, period.
Okay.
So the issue was permission to use the land, in this case the ocean, where they're landing.
Yeah.
That's how the thing got all.
I don't think that's usually covered under our regular
business. No. It might be an exception.
And federal government.
Well, they do parachute people into positions.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, that's all great. That's all squared away. Clowns.
Two, possibly three. And I said lots of words because we've got plenty more on the committee if you need.
Oh, ha, 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 nice.
But
you
all
left
the campy yet.
Everybody loves the clowns.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, and they're so good.
Cannibals don't like clowns because they taste funny.
Microphone.
Yes, well, I guess Jim Lynch has tons of microphones. There's no cordless microphone, but it's all famous every year.
Yeah.
All hooked up. Now, going into that with the entertainment, still has to be filed for sure from Shirley Shelley. Remember the email chain I sent out about getting power from the QB suite there. She said it didn't be a problem, so I'll make sure I follow up with her this week, and we are needing the power. If I'm right, Peter, we plug into the power through that little hallway, right? Isn't that in the hallway or is it in the back of the building?
Well, actually, it's in the patio area on the far side.
Okay.
There's a barbecue in there. You have to go over that wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can do this one.
Yeah.
You have to go around the wall and through the open area that leads to the front.
Unless they unless they can give a key and open up that gate that's plugging in. Yeah, I can get that.
Be there.
So I'll get that shortly, if I can just get a key from her.
Okay.
Perfect, I'll do that. So on entertainment, and the band, we'll need some parking spots remaining free right by the stage for bands to pull up and crews to take all their stuff off. And
right next to the Qualicum Beach Oceanside Suites, right?
Yeah, well, that's a couple, two spots right here.
Be pleasure.
Yeah, okay.
Do we turn those off of something?
I think we should actually put as much of that as we can, because all the exhibitors are going to want to back in and unload their gear.
People have been asking
me. We won't succeed in every case, because there's always someone who sneaks in there, but if we can, we should close it right off let them get in there. Because they've got rocks, they've got fossils, they've got displays, they've got microscopes. You know, they need to back in with their vehicles.
Yeah. And for the size of the stage coming from the town, do you know, Brandy, how? Or?
Yeah, there's 10 pieces, and they're 4x8. And I had mentioned before that if you know the configuration, it'll get put up the way you want it. It's not so easy to readjust it once it's up.
It's just going to be one big rectangle.
Right.
Bigger stage.
What I have here is that you had mentioned 3 across, which would be and then the rest of it's just wide as whatever, right? So the 3 by however wide goes outside.
Yeah.
Wider than...
So what's that, what did you say?
24 by 24.
Okay.
Is that going to be enough like that?
That should be, because the quaggers aren't going to be on the stage. They're going to be on the concrete. The band is just, I think it's a 5-piece band, maybe. And
the quaggers, not, I think they agreed to go on the stage.
Oh, they want to go on the stage?
Yeah. Well, they're not happy with that, but anyhow, they said, you know, they'll work.
Oh.
So, anyhow, we'll see what happens.
Because the band that's coming up, they got to set up.
Yeah.
They need time to set up before this. So I was told that the quaggers weren't going to be, okay, but we'll play that right here.
Yep.
And because I asked about the size of the stage is just because we need a tent to go over for the performance, because it's going to be pretty hot.
Bunch of tents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go right on the stage.
Bunch of tents. Because so Remax, we used to have a 10 by 15.
Right.
A couple of them. They're garbage. They're gone.
Oh.
So the tents that Remax have, they're all 10 by 10.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about the size of anybody else's tent.
They're all 10 by 10.
It's kind of awkward to have a variety of stage, because they're going to have tent poles in the middle of the stage, so cloggers aren't going
to
do that.
I tried to snag the old 10 by 15, let's fix them.
Yeah.
They're gone,
yeah.
What about renting one from
Dave?
Yeah.
Well, it's a little late now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He lives across the street from me, and he's down at Victoria's Place today. Like, he's just, the event has taken off post-pandemic, right?
He might have one tent, though.
He might. I doubt it.
I'll ask.
They're up to their eyeballs.
Yeah.
I couldn't get any chairs from them.
No.
They're all gone.
Yeah. No, he's been booked. He said, no, it's like, post-pandemic.
Weddings,
crazy.
You know, why can't the car back on the road for the home?
I'm bad.
Well, we could.
I think
we're in the auction when they're down there.
Yeah.
Which is the
church. They're going to block the area off anyway.
Yeah. Right? But we could do that. It's just a little awkward at that site. We could. You can put them at 90 degrees, I suppose.
Yeah.
At the side, what about the sidewalk? Because we were talking about the sidewalk. The ocean in the background.
It's really 8 feet wide, isn't it?
Well,
Yeah. Leave it up to Sharon Lafferty. She can go where she wants down there.
Yeah. Because I know, like, Matt had a point about the Black Moon Band, that maybe half hour to get set up.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
We'll figure it out.
Work in progress.
We'll make it work. Okay. Well, that's all I have for entertainment as far as I, until I leave and I remember what I forgot.
Belly Laughs, the girls are good.
I haven't been in any kind of correspondence with Belly Laughs or the Fathers. It's all done Peter.
Yeah, they're all good.
Yeah, okay.
So,
are you still belly dancing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
But I've broken down to get down to
the operation. Yeah, Black Moon's going to probably play for 90 minutes. So we'll have to get set up and all that. So. I got it.
The schedule works and everything?
I think so.
Yeah.
I heard some complaints about this band during the show and shine that they weren't very good. I thought they were good last year.
We thought they were great.
Yeah, me too.
3 years ago.
Yeah, maybe they're all open now. They can't play. Well, I'm sure they'll be fine. And I'll be doing in-between stuff and handing stuff out and doing a little quizzes.
So I go see Rosemary later today.
Okay.
And I'll have 5 of these books.
Okay.
5 times 15, 75 bucks.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a GST number, so you don't need to worry about GST, but she's going to need 75 bucks from somebody. I was going to pick up another 10 for the Berwick. The Berwick said, hey, give us a bunch and we'll sell them at the front desk, right, for the grandkids, that kind of stuff.
I'll pay the 75 bucks for those, because I'll be doing it, so that way I have them, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It'll
be a promotional thing for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So she's happy about that.
How do I figure?
Cash.
Just give it to you and you get to her and I get the books? Okay.
Small bills.
Small bills? Non-sequential?
Yeah. You know, she doesn't have a GST number and like writing invoices or that kind of stuff. I think we just give her cash.
Yeah,
we
give cash.
There's no casino invest.
Yeah, there's no money laundering involved or nothing. Okay, and I've been over to the Berwick and they're all set. You guys were emailing about, you know, questions. They've got the big banners. I've given them to her.
Yeah, I am Sunday, got everything, but you did say you might want our volunteers to put up the beach end.
Maybe at the beach. Yeah.
So what I need then is, are they going to fly a tent from the beach end, or are we going to fly
a tent? They've got a tent.
They've got a tent. So that they need to get somehow to get that, but it's fine for the beach end and the tent to our volunteers.
They'll want you guys to put it up, and then it's just a matter of, and I spoke to her about it, the banner that I gave, which is two, big banners, you know, with this strap.
You'll be familiar with those, but it's just, where exactly you want it?
Oh, well, on the map is a shuttle. Right to the west of the Washington.
Okay, that's good.
Right?
Yes.
So shuttle, and then behind that towards the water, and it's the first aid and the input.
Yes, okay, that's it.
Right?
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
thank you.
And open.
You got this PDF out to us on
that
one?
Yeah.
That'd be great. Pass on to vendors.
Yeah. Okay.
I think you did.
You did on Friday.
On Friday?
Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It comes with this.
I made on open
it. Like two attachments.
Great. Okay. I just didn't open it.
Great. You haven't sent any new emails? You don't even look at it?
You know, I'm your first in my heart.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, no.
Doing wonder.
That sounds like it.
Another thing from Tom, you said.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no, I haven't seen it.
It's archive,
right? So you're all set. You got it. Okay, the Rotary Club, they don't need anything, Peter. They've got their own tent, and they're bringing fold-up chairs. And there are events down on the beach any night.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're understandable. They're taken care of. I invited out Rotary to this meeting, Gonda, and anyway, that's okay. But they knew about the meeting.
Regarding the chairs, you mentioned before about not being able to get any chairs. What are we going to do for chairs for the entertainment?
Oh, I'm picking them up.
Oh, you've been
down? I've got to go down and I will pick them up.
Oh, okay.
So we have 90 in the train station.
Yeah.
Which Janine will bring down with her helpers.
Yeah.
And I'll go down and pick up the other 40 in the 9.
Have you got someone to help you doing that?
No.
When are you doing that?
Friday.
Anybody have a pickup truck?
I've got an SUV and stuff.
Well, I've got a trailer, right?
Oh, yeah, your trailer.
I can get them up by myself, but I need some help with some tables from St. Stephen's. The big tables for...
On the Friday.
Yeah.
What time?
Oh, gosh. I'll have to arrange. It's got to be in the morning, though.
Just let us know if you have time.
Okay,
I'll make a note of that.
Okay.
I have a very short bed truck I can add a few.
Well, those are the big tables. They're 8 feet long and heavy.
8x4?
Yeah. Well, 8x3.
Mm-hmm. You put it over the cab.
Yeah, no, I can put that. And we're not going very far, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. You're not going to scratch up the new Maverick.
Yes, we are.
So what I'm hearing from you is you help anyway.
Right. They'll have to be parked somewhere overnight because St. Stephen's will not be open on the Saturday or Sunday.
Can you stick them in the Rotary Park maybe?
Oh.
That'll lock it up and it's not going to start. There's not an event, store these overnight there.
On the beach?
Yeah. So they'll be down there.
In that prime area, so we can't possibly park them there.
I don't think that they are, though. But they're
stackable.
They are stacked.
Okay. Good
job.
I got the 4 buddies.
I'll find that out today, that we're not worried about it. Yeah. We have to still go to an enamel.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'll cancel those.
Okay.
So overall, as far as we know, we've got enough tents, tables, chairs.
Yes.
Where are the tents coming from?
All over.
16 from the town. There's the red ones.
So you're bringing those in, yeah?
Yes.
And what time will those be arriving on the ground?
I have it here for 8 o'clock. And I also have a whole bunch of things that I wanted to go over, but I don't know if it's my turn yet. But what we found that in the past, they've just been dumped, and you guys have to move them. But I think you suggested that we do it accordingly along that whole stretch, so that it's not so much moving around. So
that's going to be helps, yeah.
Yeah, so the table and the chair, a couple of chairs are, I'm not sure, all the chairs that are coming from the train station, if they go to just the stage area, or do you want them, you know, dispersed along, that's something?
Well, the food vendors need a whole bunch,
mm-hmm.
like the west of shore.
Right.
So we need tents and a whole lot of chairs there. That asphalt, iron the firecracker, if it's
on. Yeah, it's a good thing to have that there for people to eat and that. So that's the only thing. I just want to make it as simple as possible. It'll be easy, because we'll have them in the trucks, and so they don't care where they're dropping them, you know, we can just make it so it's easy.
The reason I was asking about the time is we've been talking about bringing the volunteers earlier. I've currently asked them to come at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 11, but it's been suggested we might be there early. Well, it's not. I put a message out to ask them to come at 8, but if everything isn't going to arrive until that, there's no point in thinking about it earlier.
Well, I have my meeting with my crew at 7,
mm-hmm.
and then from there, we normally just jump in trucks and start.
So 8 o'clock should be fine for the moment.
Should be no later than that. Mm-hmm. Might even be a little bit earlier.
They're arriving at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want your volunteers to have a hand offloading stuff?
We're offloading from the truck, so you're not just throwing it.
So I think that our staff, whoever, they'll be two pretty people for the truck. That will be loaded, and they'll be unloaded.
Yeah, they normally unload.
Yeah, I think you have to anyway for insurance, like liability,
yeah.
Or okay, somebody should get up on the truck and fall off or something.
Mm-hmm. I think 8 o'clock sounds fine. That's good. Okay, so Janine, you're saying I heard 7:30 though.
Yeah, that's what it has down here, and that shouldn't be a problem because, like I say, we have a meeting, and then everybody just
so 8 o'clock.
I don't think we pull people earlier than we have.
No, at 9 o'clock, it's too late.
9 is too late, yes, it is.
And then the garbage truck will go down there first thing and empty all the cans and try to get it ready.
So John, you have 2 shifts here, 7 and 8. Is this combining them, or are you pushing the other 9?
We have
7 a.m. crowd.
Oh, no,
8 a.m.
Those are the volunteers. These are us, committee members.
Okay, so you have 7 a.m. for us. That's now... Still 7?
Oh, yes, well, I think we just
did. We're still 8. Okay, so as before.
Yeah.
Good.
What about barriers for blocking out the parking?
Yeah, it shows here. Like, I just have from 2019, so I'm kind of going back with the notes afterwards. And basically, she said that all the beach parking was blocked off. Is that what you want?
Yes.
Okay. They also said that there were too many delineators and barricades.
What's a delineator?
It's a long column because we just bring out what you need. But I guess she had said that there was just too many of them. We didn't need so many delineators and barricades. So that's something that she's made a note of, and I was just going to ask you that question.
So we need the food vendors totally blocked off, that blacktop next or west of the shore,
mm-hmm.
and then that whole stretch from the Qualicum Beach suite,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to the shore.
So how do you want that done? For me, I think what's easier to move for you guys? Mm-hmm. Delineators to me are the easiest to move.
Yeah.
There's one little piece, just grab them. And
yeah. Yeah.
Because some of our people are going to be coming in and going out, so the building up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an easy way to do it.
Yeah. So barricades, I'm not sure. Maybe that would be a good place to put it around where the food is, because you could just open up one area for them to come in and out, and then that way they're shuffling in and out. There's not a lot of people coming from all directions for the traffic. That's what I would suggest.
That sounds good. Yeah.
We have spot. Is that my turn right now?
Yeah. Where are we on the list here that we bounced around here?
Well, we're on volunteers.
Okay.
And now we're kind of, you know, display and Janine Oaks. Janine's got a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got those two. Okay, thank you.
So we were able to find the shuttle signage. I think that you have it.
Yep.
Okay. And I did find the, I don't know what the banner is on the street, but I think you would have that as well.
The banner's up. I've got the date changed.
Yes,
and
that
one's
up.
Highway.
I put that up on the other day, and then all the kiosks. And the meter board, but it hasn't changed, but that's going to be probably changed at the end of day.
Where's the meter board?
The meter board is the one that when you come around the roundabout, you read it.
Oh, there, yeah. Okay.
So we had that up, but it got changed over the weekend, and so I'll probably change it back today. We do have the Canada 150 direct, the decorative flags. I have 20 of the bamboo things to go with it. Is that enough? Do you need more?
How many flags are there?
There's a lot. Like 100.
Okay, so because we need to go all the way down to the paddle borders, like which is down past the grassy area, past west of the shore.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to include that.
Yeah.
He needs to know that he's part of the deal. But so we need to go all the way along the grassy area, and the paddle borders, down to the Qualicum Beach Suite.
Okay.
So it's a huge area.
How far apart are they going to be?
Yeah.
So I have 20 right now, but I can get, we have a lot of them. So whatever you want, I just want to have the number that you want dropped off to you.
And
sure. We have a lot of them. And they're black and white. They're white.
That's close.
Well, what it was, that when we finally used those flags, it was impressive as all that.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Yeah,
it looks really great. It's like, oh my God, there's something going on here.
I would say 20 more at least, right? That would give us 40.
Maybe 40. See, paddle boarding, all
so you would
the
like
way to the suite.
50 or 60 of them, is that what you're saying right now?
Probably.
It's really cheap to buy the bamboo, right? It's an operation.
We have all of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing to be purchased. So
oh, okay.
I just want to make sure I bring as much as you want.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't think we bring too many, and then we can't use them. They don't take a lot of room to store them.
No,
just
no.
That's right.
Remember that one year the wind picked up, and they were blowing all over the place.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
The other thing is, too, do you show me the 100-foot extension cord?
I'd say yes.
Yeah, here we do.
Just to note, on
yeah.
the bamboo poles, it's really hard to put them on the ground.
Yes.
Right? They cut your hands up. So a couple of volunteers, you should have heavy gloves, because you really got to...
But
you can't get them in, right? They resist.
And you do have the irrigation issue, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I suggest all we guys figure
yeah.
out those working gloves.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And
how those sticks on the flat. Bamboo
flag.
It is slide
down.
Yeah.
There's kind of a tube.
And there's steel at the top so you don't go all the way down.
That's right.
Okay.
Kind of a time consuming thing to do. Once you start putting them on, you know, putting those on and putting them on the ground, it takes a lot of time. At least a while extra time. It takes a lot of time. Must be good enough.
Volunteers.
Yeah.
So the other thing is the no parking signs that you want up that night. I have here on my notes that you had said no parking overnight or after 9 to 11 p.m. Should I put 11 p.m. or should we just say no parking overnight? We're just worried about, there's a lot of people parking there.
Yeah.
And
how many?
I would say about 7.
Overnight?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd say no parking overnight. That way there's no hassle in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we now definitely are going to put them out on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So we have somebody that works. And he'll just put them out when he's just about finished his shift. And they'll be dead. So that was the other thing. And provide the cones and the reserve. Oh, the other thing is the do you still want the portable handicap parking? Because we have these big individual stands, I guess, for the green part. Do you want those? There's two of them on my list from last time. So I'm going to ask you before we bring every site things that we don't, that maybe you don't need now or you still want it. We'll bring them if you need them.
It's one of those things we probably want to have. If we don't have it there, someone will complain about it.
Okay. Yeah, better to have it than not.
Yeah.
Right. You're right.
And the charge-up station is at the washroom. So somewhere near there might be a good place.
Now, where it has been put in the past is, right by pretty much in front of the boat ramp.
Yeah.
I'll leave it, I don't matter, but that's where we'll drop it. We'll drop it up from that corner, that FEMA. They're awkward to move, so it'd be better to drop them where you kind of want them.
Yeah. That's a shuttle pickup drop off at the boat ramp.
Yeah, okay. So you can move it however you want it. So you want the barricades around the food, and you want the chairs and the tents dispersed along, or do you want...
We need a block of tents at the food vendor.
How many do you think you need there?
And we need a block at the stage. And then all the way across. But a whole bunch of the stage and a whole bunch of the food vendors.
So we have, I think you said 90 of them. So I just want to drop off where you need them. So do you want to come up with a number of how many? Do you want to get some shop at the
You probably get a whole bunch. There's only more on next day than by the food, because I don't want to complain one time that I have a whole bunch of people eating.
Right.
And it's kind of, and quite often people also kind of walk off and the dogs or whatever, but, and they've got the shore patio. So.
It's so hot on that asphalt.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like you can't sit there.
So do you want us to use our tents and our...
how many tents do you have?
60.
16?
Might be, I don't know, the town hall has two extra ones. But
if you could do the tents for the stage area, that'd be great. And the eating area, sure.
Right, so we have 16 tents and 90 chairs. So do you want to drop off 6 tents and 30 chairs at the food? And the rest of them, because you need the tents as well, don't you, for all the vendors?
We got a whole bunch of units, and they have people here, but there's about 10 or so.
I just want to, we're trying to do all the packages and stuff today. We have a meeting today later on with the people in all of our areas so that it gets organized. Like, you guys are very organized, and we want to step up to the same sort of...
What size are your tents?
They're just the basic. I like
it.
I think they're
10 by 10.
10 by 10.
So how many people can sit under 10 by 10 in just regular chairs? Quite a few of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So for the entertainment, 4 tents?
Well, we need
more 6 tents?
Probably a dozen 10 by 10. Like it.
Okay.
Because we got PDAs coming down.
Okay. Okay, so a dozen.
It's going to be hot any day.
Yeah.
I have 20. 40% chance of rain right now.
Okay, so there's 20.
Let you know. That's what we're
doing. 20 at the entertainment.
Are you talking about 10? Because we only have 16.
Oh, okay. 10 at the entertainment.
It's better than it was first thing to 40.
Yeah, and you know, that's not bad.
Showers first thing to 40.
You know, it doesn't stop people from coming out. So
does that sound good to everybody? 10,
yeah.
10 at food and 6 at the bird.
Opposite
executive
decision.
And
what about the chairs?
90
chairs.
Okay.
Well, Tom, what I haven't factored in is the number of chairs you need to have that the vendor area. The vendors.
Mm.
You have the other 40, right? So.
Well, there's 113 required. And then if we're getting 40 on top of the 90, that's 130. So we have 70 left over. So Matt, for you about the how many chairs? You have to let me know.
For the entertainment?
No.
Oh.
No, for the food area.
For the food area, you said we're gonna have 6 tents. You said.
You mentioned 6 tents, so.
6 tents.
I just didn't know the area.
Yeah, but that's probably enough for there, I think.
30 or. I don't know. It's up to you.
There's never a huge amount of people. They would one time. They kind of just dispersed and move around.
We had two central tables or two or three central tables, and how many chairs did you put around the floor down by each side?
Remember when we had the stage? For years we had the stage there.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't sit out there unless you
were just kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's everything down there. Yeah. So, chairs, I don't know. You can't fit.
Well, work with a 40 member, but we probably need more than that. If Tom wants chairs down there, the food area.
Yeah.
Definitely need chairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What
are these? Tell me down there.
Chairs?
Chairs. More?
We have a lot of people.
I'd say more than 20.
If it's a nice day, okay, a long pack down there.
Well, but you have existing picnic tables too, right? A lot of people, I think, from the food vendors would be in the door, right?
It's only two.
No, there's picnic tables.
A couple right by the path or
down in the grass of the street. That's way down there.
Okay.
Like, that's way far west.
And the grass as well.
I'm still asking before you can do an after 6, you know?
It's a little problem.
They have them? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cooler under the grass.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to put the trucks as set so that there you've got the amount that you want in, because they're totally confident.
Yeah.
So the 30 chairs would be 5 under each thing, right? So that's not.
But we've always had people stealing chairs right at the last. I mean, before it's open, we have everything sorted out, and somebody's come in and said, two more chairs here.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'd have too many chairs, really.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So you think 30 or 40?
That's what you had thrown out. I think 30 is not big enough. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
40?
For the food?
40 for the food?
Probably not.
40.
Yeah.
We can always move around if we have to.
Yeah, Eddie.
We have lots of volunteers.
Okay. Yeah, start there. Yeah.
And then the rest of them will still be 50 at the case.
Yeah. That's a good start.
So we will be dispersing our chairs along for the vendors. That's what you're renting.
Yeah. But you may want to disperse them on the other side, on the east side, the washroom. You know, like 666 all the way down.
Okay, well then.
A lot easier to.
Yeah, you guys do the dispersing and then they get to step home.
Well, they've got 90 chairs. They've got 40 and 30 allocated now. There's only 20 left.
I have 40 at the food and 50 at the stage.
Okay,
sometimes. But if, you know, if you want us to disperse them throughout with, so we have all the tents, either, like, basically all the things that we are supplying, not all of them, but the tents and the chairs are going to be on one end and the other end. So we're dropping off 6 tents and 40 chairs at the food and 10 tents and 50 chairs at the stage, which are opposite. So not dispersing throughout the vendors like you originally had talked about. Mm-hmm. I don't... Doesn't matter to us, but I just wanted to have it really clear.
I think the chairs is too much micromanage the chairs. The chairs are not difficult to move.
Okay.
If you put them up where you want to put them up, we've got enough volunteers to move where we need them as we need.
So
yeah.
I will do it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Not that part of it.
But no. And they're not that heavy.
Do you want cables from us? I do not have that in my notes.
We have 14.
I have it from the table from 2019 that you did. You used 9 of our wood ones and 5 of the plastic. Those wood ones are really heavy, but we do have some at the train station.
We counted 14 in the train station.
Yeah.
Those are the rectangular ones.
Yeah.
We didn't count the round ones.
I didn't see the round ones.
There's a few there.
The round?
Yeah.
The smaller one? Fairly good size, okay.
4 feet.
Yeah, so I have down here a total of 14 tables. 9 were wood and 5 were plastic.
Okay,
we got 23 of them.
Yeah.
So.
23 setups.
You need 25 tables.
Like, some of them have their own, but...
Yeah.
So, 25 tables, are they coming from us? Or do you have other sources?
Well,
Right. REMAX is covered.
RCMP is covered. And then that
I've got 12 coming from the museum. And then there's the St. Stephen's and the 14 there. It should be ample for our needs.
How many are we getting from St. Stephen's?
As many as we want, up to 9. I think there's 8 now. I don't know if one's down the video. Some are less than 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like the town to purchase. We have a lot of them already, but they're in our facilities, you know, like and $15 and like that. But I just feel like they should replace those ones at the train station because those are the ones that we're always speaking from.
There's Howard.
Yep.
Welcome, Howard.
Hello, thank you. I've been sitting here silently, so.
Okay. And the last thing on my list is I have 7 staff members. I am individually having to touch bases to see if they will stay longer, and then I will have a better idea on Thursday, or by the end of the day, who will be able to stay longer. One of them will be watery, so really, I only have 6.
Okay, and then a question I have around that. Many of our volunteers that we've listed for takedown are also listed for setup. Now, that's an 8-hour gap in there. That's a long day for some of these people. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, do we send them home in the meantime?
That's
a very long day if they show up at 8 and go home at
10. They come back. They do
Oh, I have a coral class sign, and when it's the next person's turn, I'll just go run and grab it out of the track. As I didn't bring it down, but I have it with me for what I'm going to see. And there's a couple banners on it as well. And I think that was what you would all hope to get for me.
Sounds good.
A lot of barricades, 120, that seems like an overkill. This is from last time. The 6 rolls of tape, do my father's rolls, if they, 6 rolls of the surveying tape, that orange tape.
Yeah, blocks off an area.
Yeah, so you need that many, okay. And 20 sandbags.
That's for 10th roll, mm-hmm. Right?
We never actually use them, I don't think.
No.
So
I feel like what we should do is just maybe, I'm not sure, if we just put them in a truck and then just don't take them out unless you need them.
I think that'd be really good.
Just leave them where they are and just feed them.
David said we're not having custody enough to use
them. We have. Like, I know in Remax, we've bagged them. One year in particular was windy.
It was really windy here.
People complained about the wind.
Can't do anything about the wind, though.
Yeah,
I like the idea of just having them on site, but not unloading them.
Just leave them for sure.
Okay, so we will just leave them on in the truck. And if you need them, then it's just a matter of coming down to the truck. So 120 barricades is a lot.
Yeah.
We have 50 donations.
Well, wait, why don't we decide how much you want to decide for the
Yeah, I feel like what she had mentioned here, there's just so many. And I think if you barricade off the eating area, you don't really have to barricade the back part. You just have to do the front. And that's really not too many.
What about for the shuttle? The motorcycle gave people like to pull in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of their spot, and that's right where the shuttle needs to get into them. We can't fool around with the shuttle, right? It's got to be able to.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea to use a barricade there.
Probably.
Because then nobody's stepping out in front of it, and then you just leave an opening area for them to, go open right where the door is.
Yeah.
And then that just keeps people from wandering in front of the door pulling in.
Yeah, and it blocks it off in a motorcycle.
Yes. Which is
not to discriminate against people who are
I think we could cut that number in half myself. I think that's where you need to have it is where the bins are, the shuttle is and the food. And if you use delineators all the way along where the vendors are from the restaurant to the, I don't know the name of that called, the weekend or that one should be a lot. And you don't really want to run tapes through them because they're not that easy to move at that point.
No.
But they're, it's really obvious and they're taller. People can see them. I think that's a better call. And it also says two radios. Do you need the radios?
Only to communicate with you guys, I think, is what more so than anything else.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I just want to make sure I have what you're meaning. Radios, and it just says here four recycling cans and 11 garbage cans. Is that still a number that you're looking at?
What's normal? What do we use before?
That.
Then use that.
That's
our answer, I think.
There you go,
Just making sure that if there's any extras or whatever, I just want to make sure that we have all the right amounts of what you're hoping for. And the putting green, of course, stands out there. Maybe, I don't know.
Where is the putting green?
It's going to be getting picked up today.
Oh, okay. I'll give this today.
So, tent, chairs, tables, barricades, delineators, signage, temporary handicap signs, shuttle, service pickup, garbage recycling, and radio stage pickup. That sound all right?
Okay. When will the stage be assembled? Friday night? On Saturday night or something? Friday afternoon?
Normally it'll be that morning.
Well, the morning. It's, I guess you have a professional thing for that.
Well, that is really a difficult thing to do, but we have people there that have been doing it on each one of the events. So it goes, it's pretty good. It needs, it's a four-person job.
Yeah. I remember something after the fall festival.
Yeah.
Okay. But you got that morning.
Yeah, so we'll be doing that. That'll probably be what will be showing up at 7:30 is that. And the guys will do that and the rest of us will be bringing up trucks and dropping off. And then actually it will be pretty easy with our equipment just going to use them at those ends instead of all the way
home. Okay.
That's fair.
I'm just wondering if we should, like, we'll put the no parking all the way along there, but just wondering if we should be trying to delineate it off. We'll do that in the morning.
What do you mean?
Putting the delineator out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So make sure that they don't pull in.
Because people pull in, like, right away, like the public, or just so long.
Yeah.
So that we have
to. I'm thinking about the people that are staying there overnight.
Right. Like,
we've had signs, you know, no overnight parking for 2 years.
Doesn't work.
It's not working. And they just are putting it behind the fences is where they're located, and nobody's watching that. So I'm just wondering if we just block that off completely with the delineators.
Could we do that?
Yeah, kind of. I'm not sure. I have to, well, I can look into that because there's only one person working that night.
But so the delineators would go up more towards the highway so that a person couldn't just pull in front of the delineator and go.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you guys will just have to move them as you pull in, but they're easy to move. They're better than a barricade.
And the well, will stop everyone, but at least it
yeah.
reduce most people.
Someone would have to move the delineator.
Yeah, and if there's somebody parked there, it's pretty obvious they shouldn't be there.
Yes.
Right? And so when they knock on the door, you're like, well, not this. Simply because it's on the fence, and you move the delineator to get in here. So.
And the town has management control of the 18A, right, Ann?
Yep.
That came up in previous votes. We can do that.
Right.
Do whatever that
happens. Yeah. So I'll have to touch bases with Glenn and find out what time he's on till that night.
Yeah.
Because to delineate it off at maybe 7:30 probably wouldn't happen. But sometimes he does a shift that ends at 7:30, and other times he does shift it at 10:30.
This is PM?
This is PM.
Yeah.
We are an afternoon janitorial.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he's used to putting that out, but it would be a big difference in his shift if it's too early because he can't still read at all.
Mm-hmm.
6 o'clock at night.
Yeah. People are still using it.
Right.
It's busy at night down there. Mm-hmm. Like just a lot of people.
So I have to touch base with that.
So you're saying to delineate that area off at what time?
At night if we can. It'll depend on his shift.
At night.
Yeah, it's busy at night, but if he works until 10:30, then by 9:30 he can go and start delineating. But if he's off at 7:30, that's not going to
happen. It's 12, yeah.
That's
not going to work.
9:30 would be
great. PM? Yes.
On the Saturday night.
Oh, right,
because the kids hang out down there at night.
Yeah.
And so after dark, and what a great place to hang out.
Yeah, which is fine, true, but that will just depend on his shift, whether we can pull that off.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll get one off to come in to do that.
Okay.
So, Janine, we've got a plan. COVID.
Yes, yes. Then we can get all of our packages done today, and then we can have a meeting. The thing is that we're trying to just get all of our areas the most noticed as possible to get everything completely ready and to be on the same page, because we just started doing events again. Many of us are new, and there has been a few hiccups. So we're really trying to just kind of confirm it. I was just saying, if I was playing on any of it, I would like you to be listening to this because we're very organized and on top of stuff, and we're just trying to improve it.
Good so far.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to back up, Brandy, the setup signs for displays. Is that right? Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so Peter's got that.
I have the signs, yeah.
But it's 22 displays, and we've added one more. That's okay. It was the Welcome Qualica Beach group got a hold of me on Friday, and I told her just to kind of set up somewhere in the middle, like between 6 and 10, 11 and 16, just somewhere in there. Anyway,
and
we've got 23 of them.
Yeah. We don't have the acre people, they decided they couldn't come. So
this has been done for a while.
Yeah.
So, okay. It's kind of nice the word climate change is there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I will be right back and just get that signage.
So for sure they're not coming there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I said I asked them if they hadn't responded after offering to come.
Yeah.
And they consulted with their CDs and decided there was too much. So next year they said.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So, Peter, you've got the signs, and Janine has the...
I will go over this afternoon or this morning to pick up the core
plastics,
plus the wire frame.
Yeah.
So you have all those together to go down there and start planting them at 7:30 or 8 o'clock.
So you've got the paper, 8x11s or whatever,
yeah, they are.
To tape on there?
Yep. I'll take them on to the core class.
Okay.
Core class just on the, yep.
And I mean, if this isn't exact, if it's not exact.
No, we're going to have to change. It's about the power, sorry, the power and the water requirements.
Wasn't thinking that VIU Marine needed power, but that's okay. The reason I popped RCMP back in there is because the ambulance is there at first aid.
Yep.
But doesn't matter. Because they've got a cruiser, bikes, they've got quite a bit of stuff going on in parking.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of. That's why I tucked them in next to the washrooms. But anyway, that's okay. That works.
I can ask Janine about access to power. It's quite a process last time. You know, we had the impression just a hatch you'd open up, plug it in.
Yeah.
And we had to actually have an electrician come. So, and I never was quite clear why. So the question is whether that's going to be the case this year or is it going to be a case of opening the hatch and plugging in?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
That's not an extension, is it, from the tower?
There's an actual hatch.
I know there is,
yeah.
But I mean, you have to...
Yeah, there's some special
have
they have to have.
You know,
12 or 14 to come out of there.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure if that was like one time only.
That's great. Ah.
This is just what it looks like.
That's a new fighting aircraft.
And then you have, I guess, your sign that you put in different areas. So I've got 30 of these ready to go. And then there's that you put over there. Okay. So then, it also shows here from the last time that you only had, sorry, I interrupted. That shows that you only had from the shore to the boat ramp, boat launch, cordoned off for food.
We expand it.
So you want the whole thing.
Okay. We go all the way down to the paddleboarder little trailer there. Because he's part of that. And he's actually offering free paddleboarding.
Wow.
So really need to make sure that he's part of
that. Okay, that's it. So I just want to, I just...
If the wind is up, he does not see the demand issue. I mean, recently the calm water is in the morning at night. And
A 30-minute segment makes sense from 1 minute or 1 hour.
Janine, David and I are wondering about how to gain access to the power supply on the east side of the...
Sure.
No, the east side of the washroom. It's in a hatch there, but we need a...
Is it in that little room that's in the middle?
No.
It's in the hatch that's put in just below the last beach that it has.
It's in the lawn area there.
Okay.
The reason we asked last time, it wasn't as simple as opening the hatch and plugging it in. It had to have an electrician come to hook something up.
And I wasn't sure if that wasn't because it hadn't been switched on through yet. It was the first time they were using it.
Yeah, so we're just asking, is it going to be as simple as unlocking the hatch and plugging in, or is there something more complicated?
So do we need an electrician to do it?
East side of the washing?
Yeah, it's about... Yeah,
right where it says display 1-5, right by there.
And VIU needs power?
VIU?
Yeah. You picked up for their aquariums?
Yeah, it's not a lot of power. It's just running microscopes and video things for them and BCCF, right?
Is that where you want the 100-foot one that I'm bringing?
No.
No.
Where do you want that?
That's the QBOS fire.
Yeah. There'll be power for dudes' dogs at the food vendors, right?
Then do we need a power?
I think he does.
Yeah, there's a power outlet that was installed there when you had the portable washrooms down there, right?
Temporary washroom.
Yeah, there was.
Okay.
Power. Yeah.
We just far from the shore.
But yeah, we got to move. The shore is convenient.
Okay. I'll double check that, but I'm pretty sure he does serve hot food in that. So.
Extension cord.
Yeah, and he has a cooler and all that too. So inside that car.
Okay.
Quite an elaborate setup. Pretty cool.
He does own power cords. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So I guess access to power on those town provided outlets is a bit of a question mark for us. How we know it's there. I'm just not sure how easy it is.
And we'll need an extension for that too, right? Probably.
Sorry?
Okay.
You need another extension?
Well, having out of the power outlet by the washers.
Do you have any idea how long it would have to be?
Probably 30 feet.
Yes. Okay.
And that's going to
CIU
and
the CIU. Yeah. And the
I don't think it'd be a hardship for the shore to impose on their power.
They don't like doing that. They don't like to hook onto their water either. Mm-hmm.
You know, they're sponsors. They're participants.
So that's totally different then.
But we don't need to, Russ. We have special town provided.
No, that's not about these jobs, which is not close to the water, but it's close to the shore.
No, there's an outlet there.
I'm going to go verify all that.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a new outlet town put in a couple of years ago when they had a portable washroom down there. So it's a sewer outlet and it's a power outlet.
That's right there. Right. That's on the west side of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the one I have access to as well. Yeah. They're probably locked so that people can't come along and just plug in their iPads.
Yeah. tea already to do that.
Yeah.
So you want two. You want the one that from the east side of the washer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there
east side? Yeah. It's just a regular extension cord.
Yeah.
Very long. It's got a 3
Probably a gauge 12 or 14, somewhere there.
Yeah.
But the one for the stage needs to be a long one.
Yeah. The longest one you got. What you
said. It's like 96 feet.
That's enough. It's probably a 100-foot stretch, right?
Well, it's got to be 100-foot. It's like, no, it's 96. But it only has a 3-prong, like it's nothing heavy duty, right? Okay, so you need 2 extension cords. One that's 100-foot that I have for you already, and one that's 30-foot for the other. And you need 2 access points. One of them is where the food will be, and the other one is on the east side of the washroom, about 10 feet into the lawn.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere there. Maybe less than 10 feet.
All right. That's
yeah.
The location.
Yeah.
And will sure Jude's dog have a lawn extension?
I'm going to double check that for a minute. Okay. Yeah.
Because otherwise we could borrow one.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot of accessories. He's always up there at that central line builders. He's got plug-in cameras.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And our tables. That's the only thing I never actually touch base where you want them. I know that you want all of the ones that we have, the 14, but do you want them to be dispersed for your vendors along?
How about food? Right? Because you've got...
Just leave them at the food.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Heads, 40 chairs.
How many tables?
We have 14 of the wooden ones. What you had asked for before is...
I think so, yeah.
Same amount, but you had them in 9 of the wood and 5 of the plastic.
Probably at the food vendors with 14 for 6 tents and 40 chairs.
So that's 14 tables, but you're now telling me that you probably need more than that because you have some coming. But you altogether probably need 25 tables, and we have 14, and you want me to see if we can get more?
No, we have some, Peter's got some more.
Do you have enough?
Well, 8. Yeah. Well, it depends on how many you're going to need down the west side for the food bench.
Well, I'll be dropping all the 14 off on that side.
Oh, so that's covered.
Is that too many?
That's probably fine.
They're just, I don't think they're 8, are they? Are they 6?
Yeah. The plastic ones are 6.
No, the wooden ones.
The wooden ones are these.
We didn't measure, did we?
I think they're probably 6.
I think they have 2. They're super heavy.
Yeah.
I had the 9 wood and the 5 plastic. That was 14 in total. But folding plastic, so maybe I can get a few of those if you need to get more. I just need to know, and then I'll know.
Well, Tom, it's up to you. How many do you want down that side?
For food.
Yeah.
Well, it's limited by the number of tents you're putting up.
Yeah, we've got 6 tents and 40 chairs, so...
And bearing in mind, a lot of people that are at the shore are going to sit on their patio, too.
Yeah. So it's really for the extra vendors.
Yeah.
Remax has their own tables, I guess.
I think that 14 should be 20.
And then you have another 8, so that gives you 23.
8 from St. Stephen's, yeah.
Or actually 23.
Stephen's is fine.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
So.
But that's not accounting for any of your vendors if I drop all of them. But. So.
Why do those vendors at the table?
We still have your truck.
A bunch of those vendors, do you think?
Yeah, most of them do.
I think we have to. Those are just on the days, you know, people are short one, they want one moves, and you're running back and forth. That's the time between 9 and in 11. No,
wouldn't it be better to have too many tables?
Yes, so
it
doesn't have too many.
It's better to have a truck that has just one drop, right? So if you have some in the truck, we've got a reserve. We need them. That would
be yeah, put in reserve. Yeah.
Put some in the truck and leave them there. Extra.
For nobody extra.
I think I'll go with five. I'll put five plastic ones in the vehicle. And if you need them, then.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Just like a council meeting.
Yeah.
We have agreed with this.
Okay.
Well,
that's great.
All right.
Thank you. Nothing else will be delineated. That will be the first, but everything else is not really just breaking too much for you.
Going to
be on either end.
Okay.
Okay. We'll just have a few questions.
Who? Howard.
Howard.
Me up on the screen here. By the way, I can't see your screen, so I don't know that your video is on.
Sorry, we're having issues with the video.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to get it to work, but we couldn't. So we went with audio instead.
But we can see you. You look great.
Yeah, thank you. just a couple of quick questions from us. I'm looking at the displays on the map, and I understood we at Sources had two tables, but I wasn't sure which ones they were. It looks like they might be three and four, but I just want to tell people which tables to be ready to set up on.
Three, four, five.
Three, four, and five. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure we need all that, but that's fine as long as I know. And the other thing is, you know, I'll be there all day Sunday. So is there anywhere you'd like me to be in order to assist in any way I can? And at what time?
Well, if we're going to do that on the Sunday morning, I think if you could be there by 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, that would be fine. We've got people earlier on.
We're arriving at 7.
Okay. So just find one of you and see if there's something I can help with.
Look at our blue shirt.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll give you a blue shirt.
Super.
The deal with the blue shirt is we're identified as volunteers with the event,
yep.
And Blue Cross and Beach Insurance covers us cost. So that's where we started out with these blue t-shirts.
Okay. Where can I get one of those and when?
We'll have them on Sunday morning when you arrive. So if you
okay, want. Perfect.
So ride shirtless, and we'll give you a shirt.
Yeah, then you can go in the dunk tank.
I would suggest our muster point be the info at the place.
Yeah.
If it's by there.
Yeah. We'll be scattered all along the water.
Yeah, I imagine.
Shirts everywhere.
And yeah, okay. Shuttle spot's a good place for meeting for sure. Yeah.
The shuttle spot, where is that on the map?
Between the shore and the washroom.
Beside the washroom.
Okay.
Between the shore and the washroom. That's
oh, yeah, I see it there, the purple. Yeah, perfect. Okay, I think that's all the questions I had for now.
Okay. To get back to our action items here. Nancy Smith to confirm the ads. I sold them. That was last week. That was quite a scramble, but did it. Brandy has just handed me the 24 by 33 inch, these kind of posters.
The one is slightly bigger than the last four, just because it printed off that way. I thought I would get it soon.
Okay.
And then there's two sets of the size of that.
Okay. And one's the sponsors page, the other one is the schedule of events.
Sure.
I put them on sandwich boards, put them down there, got them taped on. Rotaries, they've got the ad on Facebook. We're all over everywhere.
Bernie was looking to advertise on the Qualicum Beach Moms Facebook page. That's done as of last week with the new poster.
Right. You skipped one about Janine.
Okay. I just crossed that off.
Yeah. I had a conversation with her. She was all over it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not on Instagram, but that's okay.
Okay.
They're everywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, Qualicum Beach Moms, that's up. Pines Colonists, that's kicked in. Qualicum Beach Neighbors, if you guys get this magazine, I don't because I've got a little red sticker on my mailbox. I don't want junk mail, so I have to kind of scramble around, but there we are.
Do you know if they're available to pick up anywhere?
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
QF. Got a lot of little places in town.
The chocolate shop.
Okay.
Jean with the dress shop.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
It seems to be a growing magazine.
It is, yeah.
It's a great little magazine. And I couldn't understand why I was not getting these things. I was talking to the guy. What is this discrimination? Like, everybody else gets one in my neighborhood but me? And then we finally figured out I've got a little red sticker on my mailbox. Mm-hmm. I don't want any junk mail. Oh, anyway, he mails it to me.
It doesn't come to my postal code. I'm in the wrong postal code.
Yeah,
that was another thing about the postal code. Did you get it, Matt?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, I used to get it. It kind of moves around. I advertise it. But,
yeah.
You already have.
Yeah, looks good. But it is kind of funny. It costs a lot of money to put this out.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't go everywhere.
No.
But there are locations downtown.
Pretty cheap to start with. But
yeah.
Getting better.
And yeah. A lot of advertising in here.
Yeah.
With a few articles like each day.
There you go.
Right?
Nice.
Let's see, 88.5. The ad started on the 7th. I've got an interview with them tomorrow morning at 8. The media release has gone out everywhere. The large banner on the highway is out. And posters are done. If Matt
Parksville's done.
Parksville.
Perfect. Yeah. Funny, QF and Parksville won't put signs up. Any kind of notices. They don't want to create that kind of atmosphere in the store.
Well, okay, so had a conversation at Qualicum Foods,
yeah.
Which is really the same organization as Quality Foods, but they call themselves Quality because of the bylaw about no chain stores, right? And so there was a few phone calls back and forth. I indicated that with that four-page wrap, QF is a key organizer, like a big sponsor. Right?
So then
once they heard that, put them right next to the door.
Yeah. I told them that in Hartwell, and they go, well, we don't see any of our logos on that sort of thing, so I'll go back in and tell them.
Well, it's on the poster. It's on, when they see the four-page wrap,
they're
going to see a big QF. And, okay, there we are there.
Yeah. Okay, good, I'll go back in. Yeah.
Look at Tom's left sleeve.
Well,
yeah.
We weren't sure with the new owners.
No, it was a bit funny about it.
It's not on my sheet here at all.
That's the only one who was waiting for their logo. Yeah.
Right. So can I have that?
No. Because I need to make a change. I emailed it to you.
Okay.
Friday or...
I'll just put my T-shirt in, too. That's a good idea.
On the sleeve,
what's that? Oh, okay.
Just, you gotta have a manager.
I'll just talk to Jeff and Shelly and say, do it.
Yeah.
But it's only the one that I emailed for you.
Oh, okay. Then you send that.
Sorry, I sent it last week.
This is, I printed one off. Okay. I'll do it again. Perfect. I'll do that. And I've got it in the, Civic Center, down, you know, in Parksville, the arena. At the other two grocery stores, the library, Starbucks, Tim Hortons, and a few other restaurants, and I think Farm Save and stuff, so getting some good coverage there.
We're trying to go on the roof. They were into it. I was really surprised with them. That's like, man, there's so much traffic rolls through that. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny. Like, people will say, like, the shop owners, like, 100 for Qualicum Beach, Coombs, Harrington, Resort Drive, the news, Fairwind,
And I pop back to the odd spot. And it's really interesting how they're enthusiastic the pink poster.
Go ahead.
Where is it?
Yeah.
And I've had to kid a few people, but that's okay. That's all right. It's out there like crazy.
Did you get one of the goes on the roof?
Yeah.
Did you?
Larry.
Well, I asked Larry, you know, like 5 years ago, and he was very negative about the whole thing.
Well, there's a big bulletin board out front over by the church now.
Yeah.
And actually, I had a little coof with the cashier. They thought it was a great idea.
Oh.
And Larry is all about their own business.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys all.
Yeah.
So,
anyway, it's up there.
Tom, just a thought. Do we need an archivist? Somebody who's going to be taking pictures out there. Like David Cohn.
Well, Helen, we kind of were Facebook buddies, and I asked her about David. Of course, there's a funeral. So he's out. I took pictures. I take pictures like crazy. It's just that David's got the highfalutin equipment for the smartphone. And with the various kind of media outlets, I went all the way back to 2012, but it'd be nice to get some fresh stuff. So I'll take a whole
bunch. That would be a kind of a neat maybe twist in the future is have a photo contest, Beach Day photo contest. Come down to Beach Day, submit your photos of different events, and enter into a draw with a lot of big photos.
And use it, and use them.
Yeah, and use them for advertising.
Yeah.
Quick operational question before we go off into this stuff. We were talking food vouchers. Was you and I talking about that? Or
David Scott.
David?
Yeah.
So that's for our...
I haven't forgotten that.
Okay, that's for our own vendors who would...
They initially used to give these one particular exhibitor, but they're not coming just here.
So the question now is, what use want to make it? Now, you had said the first 8 people would appreciate it.
Well, they expect it.
So we have to get special, because this is too far for them to walk.
Okay, you're talking Shady there, right?
Yes, Shady Rock.
Okay, I had talked with someone, I think it was Tom, about saying, well, the Shady is too far and it doesn't make sense. Why not just create a food credit for Dudes, Dogs, and the Shore?
Exactly.
Is that you and I talking about that?
Yeah.
That would be much easier. They're right next door to that, and it allows them to take a break.
The only thing is, with, like, we're asking a business to provide free food vouchers. That's what those are. There's $100 for a food voucher.
And we want to use measure.
But
that's terrific as an incentive.
Yeah.
But it's for someone taking a 10-minute break and having a sit down, it's not
reasonable
to go to Shady to do that.
They're not getting there back.
Since we have these vendors right next to the St. John ambulance tent.
Makes sense.
Can we find $15 to slip to them to get reimbursed? I mean, that's all it is, really.
So where does the money come from?
I can give them cash if I get reimbursed. Is that easy?
All of the invoices go to town.
It's not a big deal. It's just a contribution.
So I'll give them $30 to 2 people?
Yeah.
And that will be their food.
And then this can be used for other purposes. You could give one to the first 8 people as an extra bonus because you could hand them
off the stage.
First 8 comes from Hallmark, so it wouldn't be that
relevant. Yeah, they'll do the trivia thing that I've done for the town.
Yeah, but I agree with you. You want to use them. Right?
Yeah,
you want to use them.
We'll give them out, yeah.
For sure.
I don't know that any other display people have particular interest, but we can help them.
Are you going to hold on to them until... You're the gatekeeper on that?
I'm not conscious here available, so.
Okay.
So this is lunch, right? Yeah,
this is their lunch during their shift.
What about dinner if they drive home to Comox?
I don't think they'll use it. Once you're done, it's like a trade show.
Once you're
out of town.
But I think we're going to have the food contest this thing.
Oh, yeah.
We could wander around and see who has the best display.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Okay, so operationally, I'll give $30 cash, and we'll see where.
And I just wanted to mention about the chalk gardens. That'll be weather dependent, right? So I'm gonna check with them just a couple of days ahead and just look at the forecast and whatnot. And
I offered to give him an honorarium to do that for us. My only question was, is it okay if he uses that maybe to do something on the...
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Rosemary would be happy about that.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'll see if I can get him maybe. I'll send that to him. Well, I guess, sure.
I mean,
that would be part of it.
Thank him for it.
He doesn't have waterproof chalk.
Yeah.
We're not going to need that.
That's great.
I have to leave. But yeah. My stuff's done.
I think we're done.
I got my to-do list. Yeah, and I'll be reporting back before that.
Can we get a motion to adjourn?
You want me to make phone contact?
I mean, most
yes.
Okay. No, just let us know.
I appreciate it.
David seconded.
Okay. So, I'm going to send the message out as soon as I get
it. John.